So Lord, again, we come with thankful hearts because of all of your goodness to us.
主啊，我们带着一颗感恩的心来到这里，因为所有的都是因为您的美善。
And you have given us again today, Lord. You've given us the Bible. You've given us the Holy Spirit. And you've given us the time to just quietly consider your great truth.
主啊，您再次赐给我们这一切，您赐给我们圣经，赐给我们圣灵，赐给我们时间，让我们可以这样在安静的去学习您的真理。
And we pray that you will help us and teach us those things that we need to know. Teach us today, we pray.
所以我们祷告祈求您呢，教导那些我们应该知道的事情，请您教导我们，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, we're in Daniel chapter 5.
我们是在学习但以理书第五章。
And you will remember that our story is the story of this King Belshazzar.
你们呢也是在知道我们在学习这个故事呢是关于这个伯沙撒的故事。
You remember that he was a party man, and he said we're going to have a big party for 1,000 of those at the top of our, empire, and everything will be fine. He said we're going to bring the vessels that people use to serve God, and we're going to use them to serve us our wine.
你们也知道这个伯沙撒呢是一个开欢宴的一个人，他这个时候呢他实际上聚集着差不多1000多人，都是他那个王国的高层人物聚在一起，又在喜乐又在宴乐，在开宴会。但是呢这个时候呢他知道，他就让这些人把那个从那个圣殿里掳来的那些金银器皿呢，说你把那个拿来，我们用那个喝酒，因为那个通常呢是他们服侍神的，现在我们拿这个服侍我们自己。
And in doing this he mocked God, and he basically said we're the king around here, we don't care about God, we'll do whatever we want.
他这么做的目的呢，其实是在嘲笑神。他就说呢，我们不管在乎有没有神，我们才是这里的王，我们才是掌管一切的。
And you'll remember that in the middle of his feasting and his, of his debauchery, really, he saw the fingers of a man's hand writing in the plaster on the wall.
大家呢也记得，就是在他的那个宴会里面呢，也是在他这种冒犯里面呢，他其实发现了一只手，这个手呢其实只有一只手的那个手指在那个墙上写字。
In his great distress, he called for someone who could explain what those words meant, and so he ultimately called for Daniel.Who told him that, he was disobedient in not following the Lord, and consequently, God had written a message to him.
因为其实呢，他当时呢非常的紧张惊慌，所以呢，他召集了一批人来解释这个梦是什么。最终呢，他还是把但以理给招来了。再来呢解释这个梦是什么意思，其实呢其实因为他对神的悖逆和神的冒犯，所以神在那个墙上写了一段话。
So Daniel said to him, I'm going to tell you what it means. And so in verse 25 we had Daniel says, this is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene,Tickle, Parson, or you, Farson.
这个呢就是第二十五节，就是但以理书第五章第二十五节，这就是但以理向他解释的，说这个上面的意思所写的文字是迷尼迷尼提克勒乌法尔星。
All right, so these words, Mene, Mene, Tickle, you, Farson, those words were common words in the Babylonian language.
这个词呢，迷你迷你提克勒无法而行呢，它是在那个巴比伦那个王国的时候是非常普通的一些文字。
So the problem was not what did the words say, the problem was what did the words mean.
现在的问题呢，并不是说那个词说的是什么，而是说那个词是什么意思。
So, verse 26 then, Daniel says to him, I'm going to tell you what these words mean. So, verse 26, this is what these words mean.
第26节答应你说呢，我呢要告诉你这是什么意思，讲解的是这样的。
And the word mini simply means numbered.
这个迷你呢，它的词的本简单的意思就是数字。
Numbered in the sense of counted up.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，这个数字是可以数出来的。
And so what the meaning is, you read on in verse 26, it says, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
第26节说呢，其实这个数字就是神已经数算你国的年日到此完毕。
A lot of people say, everything's going to just carry on fine. Don't need to worry about tomorrow. God says, you've only got a certain number of days, you know.
很多人说呢，不要管什么，这一切都会正常的，一切都会继续的。所以神说呢，你不要去不管这些，因为实际上呢，你可以数算的日子已经很少了。Most
people live their life as if their days are unlimited and they can do anything they want without penalty or consequence.
所以大多数人呢，其实他们的生活在这样一个人生，他们的觉得时间呢是无限的，然后呢，他们呢可以做任何他们想要做的事情。So,
one of the meanings of the word mine could be that the days were numbered.
其中一个迷你的意思呢，应该就是这个日子已经数出来了。
Another meaning that's quite possible is that the deeds of life, Belshazzar, your actions in life were measured as well. They were numbered.
另外一个意思呢，就是说那个白沙沙的恶行呢，他已经也给数出来了。用我们中国人说的，已经恶贯满盈了。And
in both cases, God had to say to Belshazzar, Belshazzar, your numbers aren't good enough.
那在大多数的方面来讲呢，就是神跟伯沙撒说呢，你的日子已经满了。And
then the next word is tikal, and the word tikal simply means weighed.
那这个第二个词呢，就是提克勒。提克勒呢，它简单的意思呢，就是称。How
much do you weigh? You've got a balance, and do you weigh enough, or do you not weigh enough? And if you don't weigh enough, you're in trouble.
那这个东西呢，就是怎么去称重你这个重量到底有多大呢？如果你个重量不足的话呢，你就会有大麻烦了。
So it says, verse 27, Tikal, you've been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
第二节的意思呢，讲提克勒就是你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠。And
verse 28 says, Perez, or Upharsin, or, I'm trying to figure the word in the authorized version. It's probably Perez. And it simply means that, what's it say? Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
这个比勒斯呢，在这个里面呢，在国王钦定版讲的就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
And so that word simply means divided or dividing.
这个词呢，简单的意思就是分裂，就正在分裂或者说。Numbered,
weighed, dividing.
所以呢，就是你的数字数到了，已经称了，然后呢，已经分裂了。
And the conclusion is your kingdom is divided and it has been given to the Medes and the Persians.
你最后得到的结论呢,就是说你的国呢,也被分裂了,归于马代人和波斯人。
So, a little bit of the geographic and historical background on this so that you can understand what it would have meant to Belshazzar.
比如我要跟大家讲一点点关于那个地理的那个历史上的一些地理知识，这样呢，你就会明白这个伯沙撒他要面对的是什么。First
of all, from a geographic perspective, how high was the wall of Babylon?
其实从地理的角度去看呢，就是说呢，那个巴比伦的那个城墙有多高呢？
Can anybody remember from last week how high was the wall?
有任何人记得上个星期我告诉你们这个城墙有多高吗？
And the answer was, and I probably it isn't written in the Bible, but the answer was, I told you, the wall was
350 feet high.
Now I'm trying to figure out where we got that number, and I just don't know. If it was in the earlier chapter or not, you might remember it for me.
因为他试图找到那个哪里写着城墙有多高，所以可能在前面那几章里，你们大家呢，如果有谁记得了，可以提醒一下他。So
this wall was extremely high. What do you think the chances are that an army is going to be able to get into the city? The wall also wasn't just very high, it was very broad.
这个城墙它不光是很高，同样呢也是很宽的。
So Belshazzar said, nobody's going to be able to get into this city.
伯沙撒说没有人能够进到我这个城里来。But
what had happened was that the Medo-Persian army had come into the region of Babylon in the northwest.
因为这个现在的问题就是那个中波斯的那些国家的军队呢，已经来到了那个西北部，关于这个城市的西北部。And
there was a river, the Euphrates River, ran through the city of Babylon.
那里有一条河，叫幼发拉底河，幼发拉底河呢，它其实是穿过了。
And it ran from the northwest to the southeast.
所以这个呢，从那个西北部通过，然后是东南部出来。
But it ran under the wall and through the city of Babylon and out the other side.
然后呢，其实这个河呢，它是从那个城墙的下面流过去的。 然后又从另一边呢流出来。
So Belshazzar knew that the Medo-Persian army was gathered to the northwest of them up in the countryside.
这个伯沙萨呢，他知道那个中波斯的军队呢，已经在西北部那里集结了。And
he wasn't at all concerned that there might be a problem or an attack because he knew that the people couldn't get into the city. The other army couldn't get into the city. The wall was too high, too broad. They couldn't get in.
因为他知道呢，那些人呢，他们呢是不可能进到城市里的，因为从其他的方向来看呢，因为那个城墙太高了，所以军队呢。
But somewhere upstream, what the Medo-Persian army had done was they had created a canal so that the water that would normally flow down from the Euphrates River in part was diverted over into a canal to run into different streams.
那其实呢，那个中波斯的那些军队，他们在上游呢，他们就造了一个坝，然后再造了坝呢，就是造了一个渠道。渠道的话，这个渠道呢，它就可以像那种人造运河，实际上那个河流呢，它就从运河里走了，就不从这边走下去。
The result was that the river level went down so that people could get into the city under the wall where the river had used to be.
然后呢，因为他用那个运河分流了，所以这个主流的它的那个河流的水高呢就降低了。降低了以后呢，那个人呢就可以通过那个城墙的下面露出来的那个进到城里去。
So Belshazzar and his men said, we know the Medo-Persians are up there. We know they've been playing around. We don't care about them. They'll never be able to get into the city.
这个白沙沙呢，他说呢，我知道那个中波斯的人呢，他们在上面呢是在搞些什么阴谋。我知道他们呢在做什么，但是呢，我不在乎这个，因为他们永远进不了巴比伦城。
So instead of sending his armies out to defeat the Medo-Persians, he just left them there and said, let's have a great big party.
所以呢，他本来应该是把他的军队派去呢，去保护那个上游，但是呢，他却没有派任何的人去。他说，我们就在城中欢宴吧。
And so instead of being wise and prepared against the enemy, he was drunk.
所以呢，他本来就是应该去，就是很明智的去准备去应对敌人，但是呢，他却喝醉了。It
is very interesting. On many occasions in the Bible, defeat came to an individual or to an army because they were drunk.
那这里非常有趣的是呢，在圣经里的那个个人或者说整个的军队，他们被打败呢，是因为他们都喝醉了。Many
people in our day say liquor isn't bad. You're okay. You go ahead, have a drink. You'll feel good.
在我们当今社会呢，很多人说呢，酒精呢并不是有那么坏，所以呢，你就去享受吧，你就去喝吧，没问题的。Remember,
the Bible says strong drink is a mocker. It'll make a fool of you.
所以呢，也记得那个圣经里说的那个强的那个酒精呢，实际上呢，它是一个嘲讽者，它会把你变得愚蠢。
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink results in raging.
所以呢，其实呢，为什么这个是个制造的那个麻烦的呢？因为如果你喝了太多的酒精呢，它会导致那种斗殴。
The Bible says he who is deceived by it is not wise.
圣经说呢，如果被这个诱惑了，这个人就不明智了。
So Belshazzar was not the first man to be defeated when he was drunk.
所以呢，伯沙撒他并不是第一个因为喝醉了被打败的人。
And he certainly wasn't the last.
当然他也不是最后一个。
So the Christian says, I'm going to stay away from that stuff.
所以呢，基督徒说呢，我们会远离那个酒局。
So here's Belshazzar.Great big party, the handwritten, the fingers writing in the wall, and he sees this terrible sentence, numbered, weighed, and divided.
那这个呢就是白沙沙他在这里发念，然后看见一个手指在墙上写字，写的字说呢，日子已经到了，数了，然后你的称呢，重量已经被称了，然后呢，你就会要分裂国家。
So what's he going to do?
那他怎么做呢?
You going to call your army?
你会呼召你的军队吗?
It's too late.
太晚了。
The leaders of the army are all drunk.
那军队的那些领导人都已经喝醉了。
The river has already gone down.
那个河呢已经那个水平呢已经下降了。
The enemy soldiers are already pouring into the city.
所以那个敌人的军队已经涌向了城内。
So what's Belshazzar do? Verse 29.
那第二九节那个伯沙撒他在干什么呢?
Then at Belshazzar's command,Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed to be the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
那伯沙撒下令，人就把紫袍给戴你穿上，把金链给他戴在颈项上，又传令使他在国中位列第三。
That good news or bad?
这是好消息还是坏消息呢?
It says no hope for that Belshazzar.
你这讲的是对那个伯沙撒呢你已经没有指望了。
Belshazzar says, Daniel, I'm going to make you a third ruler around here.
你伯沙撒说戴尼啊我要把你变成国中第三位的。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思呢?
It means when the Medo-Persians come in and you'll see them in the morning, they'll start killing the most senior people that are there. Daniel, you'll be one of the first killed in the morning.
那时候那些军队他们攻入城了以后呢他们要杀掉国中那些最高职位的一些人。所以呢他就说戴尼啊如果他们攻进来了你是应该是第一个被杀的。
Was Daniel killed?
戴尼被杀了吗
Verse 30, that very night Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain.
三节是当夜巴比伦王伯沙撒被杀。
This story probably took place around midnight.
所以这些故事呢大概都是在半夜发生的。
The Medo-Persian army was already in the city.
这些中波斯的人呢已经攻入城内了。
By the time the sun came up at 6 o'clock in the morning, Belshazzar was dead.
在大概六点钟的时候呢太阳升起的时候呢伯沙撒就被杀了。
And Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
然后呢这个马代人大流士呢在年62岁的时候呢娶了加勒底国。
So we don't read it right here, but what did Darius do?
所以呢我们这里并没有读到那么这个大流士他做了一些什么事情呢
He said, we got to get rid of all these bad guys in the city of Babylon, so he got rid of Belshazzar and all kinds of his henchmen.But he realized that Daniel had just been promoted to that position because he was telling Belshazzar he was wrong. So Darius takes Daniel, and instead of killing him, he promotes him.
因为我们知道呢，那个大流士王他占了巴比伦王，这个城市以后呢，他说我们要把这个王国除掉，所以他把当时的国中呢，所有的高阶人士呢，全都给杀了。但是呢，但以理呢，他意识到但以理就在刚刚他告诉了那个伯沙撒，什么要发生什么以后呢，他被提升到国中第三位，所以那个大流士呢，也提升了但以理在他的国家里。
神是在掌控一切的吗？ Now, he defeated Belshazzar and his host, and he promoted Daniel.
神呢，就是说呢，打败了伯沙撒的和他的军队，然后提升了但以理。
So what do we learn from this story?
这个故事里我们可以学到什么呢？
We learn that God is over all in all the affairs of man. God is ruling in Washington. God is ruling in Beijing. God is ruling in Moscow. God is over all the affairs of all the kingdoms.
神是统治一切的，他在一切的之上。 所以呢，所有的地上的事情呢，都是神在掌管的。神统治华盛顿，神也统治北京，神也统治现在所有的这些地上发生的事情和国家。What
is our responsibility?
我们的职责是什么？
We're responsible to serve God and to fear Him regardless of the circumstances.
所以呢，我们的职责呢，就是去服侍神、敬畏神。不管我们现在的情况是什么样子，都要服侍、敬畏他。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们并不知道明天会发生什么。We've
got to serve God today.
今天我们必须服侍神。Remember,
our lives are being numbered and weighed.
所以大家也要记得，我们的人生呢，也是被数着日子了。我们也是被神在秤上给称了的。And
the day will come for the dividing, and we will either be divided with the Lord, or we will be divided with the devil and against the Lord.
因为这一天分裂的这一天一定会来到，我们或者是被分到那主这一边，我们或者是被分到那个魔鬼，他对抗主的那个魔鬼那一边。It's
interesting that Daniel did not say to Belshazzar, Belshazzar, you've got to change your ways.
所以呢，这是非常有趣的。但以理呢，他并没有跟伯沙撒说呢，伯沙撒，你要改变你的生活方式。He
said, Belshazzar, it's too late.
他跟伯沙撒说呢，太晚了。All
right, two or three key verses now in this particular story that we should refer to again because they're so important.
Chapter 5 and verse 22.
Daniel said to Belshazzar, Belshazzar, you knew what God did to your grandfather. And he says, you have not humbled yourself. Let me just get it in your translation. But you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven.
你是他的儿子，也就是尼布甲尼撒的儿子或者孙子，你虽知道这一切，心仍不谦卑，尽向天上的主自高。You
remember from our story last week that when Belshazzar saw the hand, he was so distressed his knees started bumping together. He was trembling from head to foot.
这个呢，大家也记得当上一章里我们读到那个上一次我们读到就是说那个伯沙撒看见那个手指在墙上写字的时候呢，他非常的害怕，非常的紧张，甚至他的那个两个膝盖呢都在互相打架，所以他是完全紧张到颤抖，从头到脚都一直在颤抖。
That is typical of those who have broken the law of God, know they've done so, and then they realize they are going to meet God, and they tremble.
那些呢，实际上特别是对那些人，他们知道他们破坏了违背的神的律法，然后也知道他们即将要面对神的时候呢，这个时候呢，他们实际上在吓到颤抖这种。
And I've told you before about the very sad day that I went with a friend of mine who was a very guilty sinner. I went with him to court.
因为我就也告诉过大家这样一个故事，就是在很多年前呢，我有一个朋友呢，他做了很坏的事情，所以那天呢，他要去法庭。
The judge came in and he was sitting in the seat.And he told me that he was trembling so bad, he had to hang on to the chair to keep from bouncing off.
因为这个呢，他告诉我那一天呢，他坐在那个法庭的椅子上呢，他如此的紧张害怕，所以呢，他不断的颤抖，颤抖的时候呢，他甚至在用他的手扶住椅子，这样不然的话呢，他会从椅子上呢，因为他的颤抖被弹起来。
We're told in the book of Hebrews that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
这希伯来书人告诉我们呢，落在永生神手里是多么的可怕呀。
All right, so, just got to find the other verse that I want now. It is verse number...Oh, can't find it. Verse number 23. It says, instead, Belshazzar, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the gods of the temple brought to you, and your nobles, your wives, your concubines drank from them. You praised the gods.Of bronze, iron, wood, stone, which cannot see or understand, but you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways.
第二三节继续说呢，伯沙撒，你不谦卑，竟向天上的主自高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，你和大臣、皇后、嫔妃用这器皿饮酒。你要赞美那不能看不能听无知无视金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息管理你一切行动的神。
So, a very simple story, but it's an indication of the lives and the end of many people in the world today.Who say, I don't care about God. We're okay. I got lots of money in the bank. I've got lots of time. I'll be all right.
这个里呢其实是非常简单的一个故事，却指出呢当今世界上大量的人的问题。因为他们说呢，我没问题，我银行里有大笔的存款，我还有很长的时间活。所以我才不在乎这些，一切都会很好的。
Now it's interesting, again, that God did not say, Daniel, you tell Belshazzar he's only got a few hours to repent.
这里非常有趣的是呢，神并没有告知但以理说，你去告诉伯沙撒，他只可以活几个小时了。
A lot of people say, at the end, I'll be okay. I'll repent when I get to the end.
因为很多人说呢，没关系，在我人生的最后的几个小时里呢，我会悔改的，没有问题。
But remember now that when death comes, you don't get lots of advance warning.
因为你们大家也要知道，那个死亡来临的时候呢，并没有预先的警示给你。
People usually say, oh, I'll be all right. I'll probably have a few more months, maybe a few more years, maybe just a few more days, but I'll be okay.
也就是说呢，没问题，我大概还可以活几年，或者活几个月，或者活几天，所以我没问题，我很好。
But what's going to happen at the rapture?
所以在那个教会被提的时候会发生什么呢？
When the Lord Jesus Christ comes down to the air,And he calls the Christians, and they all go up to meet him. What about all the people left on the earth?
当那个教会被提的时候，那主耶稣基督呢，他会从天上下来，在云端里，然后我们所有的基督徒呢，都会被呼召，然后上升在云端里和他会合。
And God says they will all believe the lie because they refused to humble themselves.In the light of the truth.
这个其实上呢，当时留在地球上的人会怎么样呢？神说呢，这些人都会相信谎言，因为他们一直以来都拒绝接受真理。
Some people say, if there's going to be a rapture, then I'll get saved after the rapture. I'll know that everything's bad. I'll get saved afterwards. God says, no, you won't.
所以呢，这个其实上有些人说呢，如果真的有那个教会被提，那么教会被提以后呢，我就会悔改，我就会相信真理。神说不，教会被提以后，你不会相信真理。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. This is the answer here. Very important verse.
帖撒罗尼迦后书帖后，大家可以翻到帖后的，就是第二章的第十一节，是非常重要的一节经文。十一。
It says verse 11, "For this cause God will send them strong delusion, so that they would believe the lie, that they all might be damned or judged who believe not the truth."But had pleasure in unrighteousness.
以提斯能加后书第二章第十一节说呢，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
Belshazzar probably said, I'll get saved tomorrow.
所以伯沙撒呢，他有可能说呢，我明天我再得救。
God said, Belshazzar, you're not going to have it tomorrow.
所以神跟伯沙撒说呢，伯沙撒，你根本就没有明天。
All right, so that's our story of Daniel chapter 5. It's a warning to all people, especially to people in the time of the rapture.God will come back in the form of Jesus Christ and the world will be damned at that point. There won't be an opportunity for repentance.
这呢就是我们今天要讲的所有的第五章。第五章呢所有的就充满了那个警告，特别是警告就是说呢，在那个教会被提以后神会来，神会来以后呢，这个时候世界上的人呢，就没有任何的悔改的机会了。
All right, so let's go on to Daniel chapter 6.
我们现在翻到但以理第六章。
And it begins with these words, It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps or rulers,to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel.
这个呢，第六章的第一节说呢，大流士随心所愿，立120个总督治理通国，又在他们 以上立总长三人但以你在其中。
So it appears that Daniel was called out of early retirement by Darius the Mede, who conquered Belshazzar, and he was given the position of the senior ruler in the kingdom.
对，这里呢，看起来呢，就是说呢，但以理呢，他是被强迫提早退休了。然后那个大流士呢，征服了巴比伦伯沙撒以后呢，他又把那个但以理召回来了，让他成为国家的高阶的官员。
So follow the life of Daniel with me, please.
现在大家跟着他一起来看看但以理的人生。
Daniel was born, and Daniel was born into the royal family of Israel.
当时但以理出生的时候呢，出生在以色列的皇室。
Daniel was born at the top.
但以理出生的时候，他就在顶端。
And then Nebuchadnezzar came in with his armies, and the kingdom was destroyed, and much of Daniel's family were killed, and Daniel went to Babylon as a slave. He went down to the bottom.
然后呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，带着他的军队呢，来征服了以色列。征服了以色列以后呢，以色列的国家被摧毁了，然后但以理大多数的家人都被杀害了，然后但以理呢就被掳到去了巴比伦做奴隶。这个时候呢，他到了人生的最低点。
And then he was surprised to find out that Nebuchadnezzar had chosen the most outstanding youth to be in his university, and so Daniel went back up to the top as a most favored university student.
然后呢，但是你发现呢，其实尼布甲尼撒他选择了一些非常杰出的青少年呢，来去上他当时呢最有名的一所大学。然后但以你的人生呢，又到了人生的顶峰。
And then Nebuchadnezzar said to him, "Now, the only way you're going to survive is I'm going to feed you the best Babylonian food and the best Babylonian liquor. You drink that, you eat that, and everything will be fine." And Daniel said, "I won't." And he went all the way down to the bottom.
然后呢，但以理发现呢，尼布甲尼撒说呢，如果你吃我给你的巴比伦的最好的食物，给你喝最好的酒，一切都没有问题。然后那个但以理说，我不吃那些，我也不喝那些。这个时候呢，但以理呢又进入他人生的低谷。
He said, "If I don't do what Nebuchadnezzar wants, if I don't eat what he wants, if I don't drink what he wants, I'll just be like a dead man." But he said, "I won't do it." And so he went down to the bottom.
基本上呢，但以理说呢，如果我不吃尼布甲尼撒给我吃的食物，不喝他给我喝的酒，不做他要我做的事儿，那么我基本上就是个死人了。这个时候呢，但以理的人生呢又到了低谷。
But then he said, "You know, maybe God can do a miracle. And if I don't have to eat that bread and drink that liquor, then I could keep in the university." So he prayed, and God gave him grace in the sight of Nebuchadnezzar. And as one of his students, he went back up to the top again.
然后呢，大隐你说呢，也许呢，我不吃尼布甲尼撒给我吃的食物和酒，不去做他要我做的事情，然后呢，神呢会在我的人生里施恩典，把我提起来，让我还在那里。所以，然后但以理呢就去祷告。他祷告了以后呢，神呢又让尼布甲尼撒呢喜欢他们，然后呢，他又开始升到了人生的高点，在他的那个大学里是高端的学生呢。
And then as a result of his final exams, he's found to be 10 times smarter than his professors, and so he goes to a higher top.
然后呢，就是说呢，然后在最后的结业考试中呢，被发现但以理呢比他的教授还聪明10倍， 所以然后你不讲，你说又把他提到了那国家中的很高的位置。
And then Nebuchadnezzar has a dream that he can't remember, and he tells Daniel and all the other wise men in the country that if they don't give him the dream, he's going to kill them. And Daniel goes all the way to the bottom.
然后呢，你不讲，就是他做了一个梦，然后他自己都不记得他的梦，他就说呢，跟全国的所有的那些术士啊，所有的就是聪明的人呢、啊，但因你在其中跟他们说呢，如果你们不能告诉我做的是什么梦，不能解释那个梦，我就把你们全给杀了。这个时候，但因你的人生呢，又落到了低谷。
And then he prays, and God gives him the meaning of the dream as well as the dream.And he tells it to Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar moves him up to the top.
然后呢，这个时候呢，当时呢，他但以理就祷告，祷告了以后呢，神就告诉但以理，哎，你不讲说做的什么梦，梦什么意思？然后他就去告诉呢，你不讲说，这个时候呢，你不讲说又把他提到了国中的顶端。
And then.Though he's not mentioned in Daniel chapter 3, the same sentence would have been upon him as upon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And because they wouldn't bow down to the image, all four of them went down to the bottom. They're going to be dead in the morning because, or when the fire comes on them. So they all go down to the bottom.
然后呢，这个时候呢，就是说呢，在但以理书第三章里，虽然没有提到但以理，但是但以理和他的三个朋友们呢，他们拒绝的敬拜那个尼布甲尼撒立的那个雕像，然后尼布甲尼撒呢说我要把你们扔到火里，火窑里烧死。这个时候呢，但以理的人生呢又落到了低谷。
Then of course Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.Didn't burn in the fire. They were all delivered, and all four of them went back up to the top.
然后呢，这个呢，其实呢，那个沙呢，米沙了，还有那个伯加尼哥呢，他们三个人在火窑里并没有被烧死，而是从火窑里毫发无伤的出来了。这个时候呢，他们所有的人呢，又到了国家的顶端。
And then Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, chapter 4. And the Nebuchadnezzar's dream is.That, the big tree is cut down and Daniel has to interpret it for him. And Daniel says, I'm in trouble now.
然后呢，在第四章呢，尼布甲尼撒又做了一个梦。这个梦呢，他梦见一棵大树被砍倒了。这个时候呢，他要但以理呢跟他解梦。这个时候呢，但以理说，哦，我现在又有大麻烦了。
He said, Nebuchadnezzar isn't going to like this dream.
但尼布甲尼撒肯定不喜欢这个梦的意思。
And if Nebuchadnezzar doesn't like things, he usually kills the guy who tells him.
如果尼布甲尼撒不喜欢什么呢？他通常的做法就是把那个告诉他不喜欢的事的那个人给杀了。
So Daniel goes to the bottom, and he says, I'm going to tell Nebuchadnezzar anyway.And he tells him, he says, I'm expected to be killed for this, but he's at the bottom. He tells Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar leaves him at the top.
这个时候呢，但以理说呢，不管怎么样呢，我要告诉你不讲的撒将要发生的事情，不管他杀不杀我，就算他把我杀了，我也要告诉他。所以但以理呢，又去告诉了你不讲的撒他的那个梦。刚刚的梦呢，以后呢，本来他应该被杀的，但你不讲的撒却没有杀他，又把他提升到国中的高位。
And then Nebuchadnezzar dies, and Belshazzar takes over the kingdom and gives Daniel early retirement, and he goes to the bottom.
然后呢，那个尼布甲尼撒死了，那个伯沙撒呢就接替了王位。这个时候呢，他让那个但以理就提前退休了，所以这个时候呢，但以理呢。又落到人生的低谷。
And then Nebuchadnezzar, sorry, Belshazzar calls for Daniel, who interprets the writing on the wall. And Belshazzar says, that's wonderful, Daniel. You get to be third ruler in the kingdom. And Daniel goes to the top.
然后那个伯沙撒呢，他看见那个墙上手指写的字以后呢，又找丹尼米来给他解释什么意思。丹尼米告诉他以后呢，然后呢，那个伯沙撒就说呢，丹尼米，你现在是国中第三位的，他又到了人生的高峰。
And a few hours later, Darius the Mede comes into the country, and Daniel goes to the bottom.
然后呢，你们就看见了，马上。 那个就是大流士王就进入了巴比伦城，然后这个时候，但以理又落到人生的低谷了。
And instead of killing all the leaders in Babylon, Darius says, Daniel, I think we could use you. And so Daniel goes back up to the top.
然后呢，就是说这个大流士呢，把那个国中的高阶官员全杀了，但是呢，他却在戴以理说呢，戴以理，我认为我可以用你。然后呢，他又把那个戴以理提到了国中的顶端。Okay,
now I don't know anybody else who had a story like that.
我从来没有听说过谁的故事是像这样。And
of course, it's not over, because in chapter 6, what's going to happen? He's going to go to the bottom and back to the top.
现在这个事情还没完，然后呢，因为我们在第六章里也读到，他在第六章又会落到人生低谷，然后又回到人生的巅峰。So
how do you handle that in your life?
如果你的人生是这样的，你 hold 得住吗？
And so the little chorus goes, I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along.
那有一个歌是这么唱的，就是说呢，在我行走的时候呢，我一定要，我就是只与主同行就可以。
I'm not going to be in despair when I'm at the bottom.
所以呢，我在人生低谷的时候，我不会绝望。I'll
keep trusting the Lord; He can help me.
我一直相信主的话，他会帮助我。
And you say, I'm not going to be conceited or proud or independent when I'm at the top because the Lord can allow me to go to the bottom just that fast.
现在我要对自己说呢，如果我在人生巅峰的时候呢，我不要那个固执，也不要骄傲，也不要狂妄，所以呢，神会把我送到低谷，就像那一下，马上就把你送到低谷。
Okay, remember, the story of Daniel is our God is still God regardless of the circumstances against us. We still keep trusting the Lord. And if you had a bad day yesterday, you keep trusting the Lord today.
因为如果你昨天有一个非常糟糕的一天呢，那么今天呢，你仍然要保持相信主。
And if you had a really good day yesterday, don't be proud. You keep trusting the Lord.
所以呢，如果你昨天呢过得很好，不要骄傲，你仍然要保持信主。
All right, what can we learn from Daniel chapter 6?
那么在但以理书第六章我们能学到什么呢?
Verse 2 goes on, says, satraps, or the rulers, there were 120 of them in the kingdom. They were made accountable to the three leaders so that the king might not suffer loss.
第二节说呢，又在他们以上立总长三人，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。Now
Daniel, verse 3, so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom.
第三节说呢， 因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督。王又想立他治理通国。Darius
at the top, and then Daniel, and then the other presidents, and then the 120 satraps, and then all the others in the kingdom. Who was at the top? Daniel.
下面呢就是但以理，但以理下面呢就是120个那种总督。那么谁在国政是在顶端的呢？是但以理。
So that's how Daniel was. What about all the other people in the kingdom?
对，这就是但以理，他是这样的。那么在其他的那些人在国家里会是什么样子的呢？
Did they like Daniel?
他们喜欢但以理吗？
No.
不。
All Daniel's life, he had enemies who were envious and trying to destroy him in any way they could.
所以呢，在但以理的整个人生中呢，他有很多的敌人，他的敌人们呢，都是因为嫉妒他，所以呢，他们想尽一切办法要摧毁他。
So these men who were full of envy and jealousy, verse 4, at this, these administrators and satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs.
这个呢，其实第四节讲的这些人呢，都是嫉妒到了极点，所以那是总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他。
They said, we will find out something wrong with this guy, and we'll point it out to everybody, and the king will have to destroy Daniel, which means we'll get to the top again.
这个呢，他们就说呢，我们要找出一些但以理所犯的错，然后呢，这样呢，我们就可以去告诉国王，国王呢就会把但以理给毁了，然后最终呢，我们如果但以理被毁，我们就会回到国中的高位。What
kind of man did they want at the top?
他们想要什么样的人在他们的上面呢？
They wanted someone who is bad like them.
来一个跟他们一样坏的人。
If they had someone bad like them at the top, they could get away with their cheating and their lying and their thievery.
因为实际上呢，他们呢，如果在他们的上面跟有一个跟他们一样的坏的人呢，他们就会因为撒谎欺骗，然后那些就是偷窃的就不受惩罚。
But if Daniel were at the top, then everything he did would make them look bad. And so they said, we got to get rid of this guy. We don't want him in our company.
如果那但以理他在那个顶端的话呢，因为但以理行事都是正的，所以那就显示出来他们有多坏。所以他们说呢，我们不想要这个人来领导我们，跟我们在一起。
Verse 4 goes on and says, they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
第四节说呢，他们只是找不出他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
Finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God.
第五节说呢，那些人便说呢，我们要找参这但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就行不着。
How would you like to go to work every day with a group of people like that? Every time they saw you, they would say, we're going to trick him, we're going to do something, we're going to get rid of this guy. You don't like working with people like that.
那如果你是这样一个人，你每天去上班之前呢，你是为这和这样一群人一起工作，这些人呢，成天想挑你的毛病，找你的错，然后把你给赶走。所以呢，如果说你是跟这样的人一起工作，你会有什么感觉？
I don't think Daniel ever said, I like to go to work today because all the people that I work with really like me.
因为我不认为那个戴以理说呢，我今天呢我要去工作，我今天我要想去工作，因为这些工作的人呢，所有的人呢，他们都不喜欢我。
Usually the boss liked them, but he was the only one.
所以呢，通常呢，他的老板呢喜欢他，但是呢，他是唯一一个喜欢他的人。
So verse 6 says, so the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king. And this is what they said. They said, O King Darius, live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governments have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den.
也就是第六节说的，于是总长和总督们分七局来见王说，愿大流士王万岁。第七节是国中的总长、钦差总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条坚定的禁令，30日内不论任何人若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。
So they basically said, Daniel, when you ask Daniel why he's successful, he says, well, frankly, I'm successful because you see, I pray to the God of heaven and he helps me. And he probably preached that message to his staff many, many times.
因为通常呢，如果人们就去问但以理说，但以理，你为什么会如此成功呢？但以理说呢，因为我每天向那个天上的神祷告，那个天上的神帮助我，他有可能呢，对他的同僚们呢，每天都在传递这个信息。
So they came up with this bright plan. They said, you know, the king is just a little bit proud.And so we'll say to the king, King, you're like God, and nobody should ask anything of any king or God or anybody else other than you. We'll just do this for 30 days, and everybody will be happy, and you, King, will be acknowledged, because, King, you are a wonderful king.
所以他们想出那这样的一条轨迹，他们就去跟大流士王说呢，哎，那因为他们知道那个大流士王呢很骄傲，所以他们说大流士王啊，这样你要立一条法律，立条法律，因为你是国中最伟大的，所以国中的人呢，在30日内不可以求任何的神，也不可以求任何的人，所以你是最伟大的，你应该立一条法律，最后呢，你就会发现呢，谁是忠心你的，谁不是。
And they said, now, King, actually, this is a good idea because all the senior members of your government agree to this.
所以呢，他们就跟那个国王说呢，国王，你听到没有？这是一个好主意，因为你所有的国中的高级官员呢都同意。
Was that true?
这个是真的吗？
No.
不是。
Daniel didn't agree to it. He was the most senior member of the government.Everybody else agreed to it, but not the boss.
但以理并不同意他们提的这个建议，因为但以理是国中最高级的官员，所以呢，其他的所有的人都同意，但是老板却不同意。
Have you noticed that even in companies, even where you work, some people are prepared to lie to the boss about you?
所以呢，你也意识到没有，在你，如果你工作的公司里，有些人呢他们准备向你的老板撒谎。
Going to work every day is not always the easiest thing.
每天去上班呢并不是一件容易的事。
Some of the students in school cheat.
有些呢在学校的学生呢他们作弊。
Some of the staff are liars and will steal.
所以有些公司的员工呢，他们是那个说谎的和小偷。
Let me just tell you one story.
让我来给你讲一个故事。
We were, a group of us were in a meeting one day, and we saw a video about people stealing from the company.
然后我们有一群人呢，有一天在一起呢，在看一个录像。这个录像呢，讲到的这个主题呢，是关于人从他们的公司里偷东西。
And the video said, 10% of the people who work in your company will never steal from you.
这个怒呛说呢，有 10% 的人就是在你公司工作的员工，他绝对不会从你公司里偷东西。
And it said 10% of the people in your company will always steal from you.
所以呢，又讲呢，那 10% 的人呢，他总是从你公司里偷东西。
And the other 80% will only steal from you some of the time.
所以呢，另外的 80% 呢，只是有时候偷点东西。
Well, I found those numbers very interesting, as you can imagine.
所以呢，我发现这些数字呢，是你非常就是非常有趣的，甚至超乎你的想象。
And I was sitting with a group of 5 or 6 other men. We all watched this same video.
然后呢，我们这一群人呢，另外的5、6个人，我们所有人都在一起看那个录像。
And so, as a joke.When the video was over, I just turned to them and I said, wow, did I ever learn a lot about you guys today?
所以呢，在那个录像结束的时候呢，我就开玩笑，跟他们说，我站起来跟另外5、6个人说，哦，今天我对你们更加了解了。
And none of them laughed.
每一个人笑。
And I thought, Harold,You probably shouldn't have said that.
然后我自己说 ,Harold, 你不应该有可能你不应该讲那个笑。
What do you think happened afterwards?
你认为在那个事情以后会发生什么呢
?3 of them were fired because they were stealing from the company.
他们中间的3个人呢被炒鱿鱼了因为他们从公司偷东西。
That's where Daniel went to work every day.
这就是戴伊每天上班的那些人。
They didn't like Daniel.
他们不喜欢戴伊。
All right, so, verse 8 we read, or we will read. It says, Now, O king, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the laws of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be annulled. Now, so King Darius put the decree in writing.
第八节说王啊现在全你立这禁令加盖玉玺使禁令绝不更改照马代和波斯人的令是不可更改的于是大家是王立这禁令加盖玉玺
All right, so what happens?
那么后面会发生什么呢
The king says I'm a pretty good guy They all like me So we'll simply we'll pass this test Everybody will have to acknowledge me I'm great And the king's ego And the king's ignorance came up And so he signed the decree.
然后呢，这个国王说：“啊，我是个大好人，所以呢，我就要准备签这个禁令，然后盖上玉玺，然后整个国家的人呢都会向我致敬。他们呢，所有的人如果签了，他们都会高兴，所以他就把那个禁令给签了。
Now the problem, of course, is that the decrees of the Medes and Persians could not be altered.” They could not be reversed. Every decree was an absolute, irrevocable, immutable, edict.
这个呢，其实呢，就是啊，这个问题现在就来了。如果照马代和波斯人的这个立法呢，如果一旦禁令被签署盖了玉玺以后呢，这个禁令是不可更改的，也不可撤销的，甚至都不能去编辑，不能完全不能动摇。
So where's Daniel now?
那么丹尼你现在哪里呢
？He started the day at the top, and by supper time he was right down at the bottom.Because they're going to kill you, Daniel.
你早上呢，戴伊米还是国中的高位的，然后吃晚饭以后呢，他又落到了人生的低谷，因为这些人呢，计划着要杀掉他。
So verse 10, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows were open toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
第十节说呢，但以理知道了这经历，盖了玉玺，接到自己家里，他楼上的窗户，开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
So what kind of a man was Daniel?
但以理是个什么样的人呢？
I think this is what happened. I think every day before Daniel went to work, he got down on his knees with his windows open toward Jerusalem, and he prayed to God.
我认为呢，但以理呢，他每天呢上班之前呢，他会就是跪下，然后把他的窗户打开，然后朝向耶路撒冷，每天呢要向他的神祷告。
I think every evening, at the end of his day, he did exactly the same thing. After he came home from work, he got down on his knees with his windows open and prayed toward Jerusalem.
因为我认为呢，在黄昏的时候，他也是一样。每天他下班以后呢，就回到家里呢，就跪在地上，窗户是开着的，朝着耶路撒冷。他又向他在天上的神祷告。
And frankly, I think he did it every noon hour as well.
所以呢，我认为呢，坦率说，他每天中午也那么做。
Three times a day.
一天三次。
Why do you think Daniel went home for lunch?
你为什么，你认为，戴，你为什么要回家吃午饭呢？
Why didn't he stay and have lunch in the office?
为什么不在他办公室里吃午饭呢？
Probably because they served the same kind of food that had been served to him when he was a university student. And they probably drank the same kind of liquor and probably ended up most of them drunk all afternoon.
大概也是因为呢，他们会跟他提供同样的，在他上大学的时候提供的食物和酒。也许呢，下午的时候呢，那些同僚们全都喝醉了。
So I think Daniel said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll just go home for lunch. And then after that, I'll come back to the office. And when you guys are all staggering around, I'll get my work done.
因为我认为戴以理说，那我不会跟你们同流合污，我要回家去吃午饭。吃完午饭以后呢，然后我回来以后呢，看见你们都摇摇晃晃的时候呢，我要把我的工作做完。
Do you respect Daniel?
你尊敬答应你吗?
He was a pretty good man, wasn't he?
他是一个很好的人，是不是?
Absolutely marvelous.
绝对神奇的。
Now, what could Daniel have done?
所以答应你呢，他可以怎么做呢?
Well, couldn't Daniel have closed his windows?
答应你可不可以把他的窗户关着?
If Daniel had closed the window, nobody would have known whether he was praying or not.
对呢，如果答应你把窗户关上，就没有人知道他到底有没有祷告。
Why did he pray toward Jerusalem?
为什么他朝着耶路撒冷的方向祷告呢？
Because of the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem, Solomon had said, if you're carried away captive into another land, then you pray toward Jerusalem and God will hear you.
因为实际上呢，当时呢，所罗门呢，告诉他们，就是建立圣殿的时候，告诉说，如果你被掳去了，去了其他的国家，如果你朝着耶路撒冷的圣殿的方向祷告，神就会应允你的祷告。
Daniel said, that's exactly what God promised, and so it's exactly what I'm going to do.
对，你说呢？那是恰恰是神那么应许的，所以也是恰恰我要那么去做。All right.
So again, verse 10. When Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows open toward Jerusalem three times a day. He got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
那么第十节是怎么说的呢？但以你知道这文告签署了以后，就自己到家里，他拿上的窗户，开上耶路撒冷，一日三次，三七跪在他神面前祷告，感谢，与从前一样。
Okay, he said, I'm not going to change this because the king made a decree. I'll do exactly what God said. If it was good for me yesterday, it'll be good for me today and tomorrow. I am not going to change anything because of this evil request.
那这个呢，戴你说，那我才不在乎这个什么禁令，我要按照神告诉我的话去做。因为昨天的神呢，他按着神的话做；今天呢，按着神的话做；明天按着神的话做。神都会保护我的话，我就会一直按照神的话去做，我才不会去接受这种邪恶的这种要求。But
the other thing is, how did he pray?
另外一件事情是他怎么祷告的。
He got down on his knees.
他是跪在地上祷告。
Every day, three times a day, every day, he got down on his knees.
每一天，一天三次，他都是跪在地上祷告。
Is it even easy to pray on your knees, or is it harder to pray on your knees?
你跪下祷告是容易一点呢，还是难一点？
Well, it's not terribly comfortable on your knees. And frankly, it's a marvelous sign of humility when you're on your knee.
其实呢，你跪下的时候呢，你并不会感觉到舒服，但是呢，却是一个非常大的一种谦卑卑贱。
There are some people who don't pray on their knees.
所以有些人呢，他从来不跪着祷告。
There are some people that don't even close their eyes when they pray.
有些人呢，当他们祷告的时候，甚至眼睛都不闭上。
Why do you close your eyes when you pray?
那你祷告时为什么要闭上眼睛呢？
So you won't see anything else. So you won't think of anything else. You shut out what's out there so that you can focus on the God to whom you're praying.
那你就不会被其他任何事去吸引，你也不会去看见任何事。然后呢，你就把眼睛蒙上以后，你就集中精力去想那个你要祷告的那个神。Why
do you get down on your knees when you pray?
为什么当你祷告时应该跪下呢？
To show that you're humble before God.
就是显示出你在神面前的谦卑。
So I had a boss when I was working in the business world.
因为呢，我当他在生意场上的时候呢，他为一个老板工作。
He used to call me into his office periodically.
他经常呢把我叫到他的办公室去。
When I went into his office, I always put my jacket on.
当我去他办公室的时候，通常呢把我的西装外套穿上。
One day, he asked me why I was putting my jacket on as he came into the office.
所以呢，有一天呢，他问我为什么每次我去他办公室都要把外套、西装穿上。I
said to him, well, I put my jacket on because I want you to know that I respect you.
所以呢，我跟他说，你知道吗？我把我的西装外套穿上，要让你知道我很尊重你。
And I said, when I go back to my own office, I take my jacket off because I work so hard that I get too hot if I have my jacket off.
所以呢，你知道我回到我办公室，我就把我的外套脱了。你为什么我都要脱外套呢？因为我工作的非常辛苦，如果我不脱外套了，我会变得很热。Okay,
Daniel prayed on his knees. He said, I know your God. I'm not. I'll go down on my knees.
那答应你说呢，那我知道，您是神，所以我要跪下跟你祷告。
Now we're not sure what he prayed for when he was down on his knees, but he probably prayed for many things. He would pray that God would bring his people back to Jerusalem as he said he would if he prayed.
因为我不知道他到底祷告的是什么内容，但是呢，我觉得呢，他应该是为他的子民祷告。他就说呢，祷告神会把他的子民带回到耶路撒冷，因为神应许了，如果你们祷告，我就会把你们带回来。
I think he also prayed for the kingdom of the Medo-Persians because he was responsible and he wanted God to bless that kingdom.
因为我认为他同样的是为这个这个波斯国祷告，因为呢他想要神呢也赐福给他这个国家。
And I think he also prayed for himself.
我认为他同样的也为他自己祷告。
And he probably prayed something like this, Lord, I've gone from the top to the bottom to the top to the bottom, often enough. And frankly, I know I'm at the bottom now, but I don't want to get worse.Please, would you keep me from being eaten by those lions?
有人问呢，就是答应你们的自己祷告，他说主啊，我的人生起起落落，起起落落。哎，有时候我总是在现在我就在底部，所以呢，哎，主啊，求您呢保守我，保守我不要被那个狮子吃掉。
Good man, Daniel.
哎，你是个好人。
All right, verse number.11. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days anyone who prays to any god or man except to you, O king, this man would be thrown into the lion's den? And the king answered,The decree stands in accordance with the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be altered.
第十一节说呢，那些人就纷纷聚集，见到但以理，他在神面前祈求，祈祷恳求，但便进到王面前提王的禁令，说王啊，三十日内不拘任何人，若在王以外，会向神，会向人求什么，必被扔到狮子坑中，王不是在这禁令上盖了玉玺吗？王回答说，实有这事，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。
And you can imagine these fellows smiling and basically saying, Daniel, we got you. You're not going to get out of this one.
现在你也可以去想象一下，这些人呢都在笑。他们笑得说呢，哎，但以理，我们终于捉住你了这一次，所以这一次你跑不掉了。
And I think Daniel probably prayed and said, Lord, somehow you kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from getting burned. Would you please keep me from getting eaten?
所以呢，这个我认为但以理呢，他是向神祷告，他说主啊，您呢，保守呢那个撒旦呢、米沙和伯尼尼哥没被那个火焰烧掉，所以这次呢，求您保守我不要被吃掉。
Now just one other thought, that is that the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar was an absolute kingdom. It was greater in power and value than the Medo-Persian kingdom. The Nebuchadnezzar kingdom was gold. The Medo-Persian kingdom was silver.
大家呢也要记得，就是尼布甲尼撒的他那个巴比伦的王国呢，他是一个绝对的更有权力的一个王国。他们比这个马代波斯帝国呢更有权力。权力，因为大家记得那个雕像，尼布甲尼撒王国是那个金头，那么说那个马代波斯，波斯帝国呢，只是一个银子的身子。
The kings of Medo-Persia, they couldn't change the law.
所以这个在马代波斯的国王都改不了他们的律法。
But Nebuchadnezzar could change the law. He was the boss. He wasn't even dependent on his own laws.
那尼布甲尼撒呢，他可以更改他的法律，因为他实际上他是这样一位王，他甚至独立在他自己的法律之外。
Daniel told Belshazzar regarding Nebuchadnezzar. He said, whom he would, he slew. Whom he would, he kept alive. Nebuchadnezzar was absolute boss. Darius wasn't.
那实际上但因你告诉那个伯沙沙呢，其实啊，你不讲尼萨呢，他是想杀谁他就杀谁，他喜欢谁他就杀谁，他不喜欢谁他就杀谁，他喜欢谁呢他就保护谁。所以那个尼布甲尼撒是个绝对的那个王，但是这个大流士却不是。
So that's where our story ends today because of time.
因为时间的关系呢，我们今天的故事就到这里结束。
The God of Daniel is still alive. Hallelujah.
所以呢，但以你的神今天仍然活着。Hallelujah.
He was alive for Daniel, and he's alive for you, and he's alive for me. We serve the same God that Daniel served.
所以呢，他是在但以你的是活着，在你我现在的那时候呢，也是活着。所以呢，我们和但以你服侍的是同样一个神。
Hallelujah, let's pray.
Hallelujah, 我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you. The story of Daniel is very encouraging for us, Lord.
所以主啊，我们要向您先生感恩，因为但以你的故事给了我们极大的鼓励。
And we pray that you will help us to become like him.Just quietly, humbly, faithfully dependent upon his God.
所以呢，主啊，我们也求您帮助我们，就像但以你一样，就像安静的，完全依靠着，完全就是敬畏他的神。
And Lord, give us humility to walk with you when we're on top.
所以主啊，当我们在人生顶峰的时候，来给我们的谦卑的态度去跟随您。
And give us faith, sorry, give us, yes, give us the faith as that we need when we're on the bottom to be dependent upon the Lord and just humbly waiting for him to supply our need.
对主啊，当我们在人生低谷的时候，能赐给我们这样的信心，就像我们这样呢，就完完全全靠着主，谦卑的依靠着主，能够提供给我们一切。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在呢，献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all today. Lord bless you.